pools?
Yeah. They usually, they come in a string, you ever say...
String of beads?
Mm-hmm. You ever heard anybody say, hair of beads?
I don't know what I have.
Don't believe so? Okay. So what if a man, what do men wear sometimes to hold up the trousers, not necessarily...
Suspenders? Mm-hmm. Galluses?
Yeah, are those the same thing?
Yeah.
Have you ever heard anybody call them braces? Not around here? Okay. And if it's raining, sometimes you might hold this up over your head.
Pass off.
Mm-hmm. Or what else might you call them?
Umbrella.
Is there a difference between those two?
Same thing.
About the same thing?
Yeah.
Okay, now, what all goes on the bed there when you're talking about the bedroom? When you make up a bed, what all goes on the bed?
Well, they generally have two sheets, bedspread, blanket. We have what we call a quilt.
And what you put your head on up there is a
pillow.
Mm-hmm. Pillow. Yeah, but if you had a pillow that stretches all the way across the bed.
Bolster.
You ever seen one?
I slept on. I wish I had one.
I'm dying to see one of those. I heard.
Oh, sure.
I've got to see one. I've never seen one of those things.
I'm going to make one.
You're going to make one. Yeah, when you do, I want to sleep on it. You talk about a quilt. What's a quilt usually made out of?
Scraps. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sit down, cut them up, and sew them back together.
Now, is that the same thing as a blanket? Is that different?
Oh, no, that's different. Mm-hmm. One's homemade and another factory made.
Yeah, that's a big difference. It really
sure is.
You ever heard the term comforter? What's a...
Well, a comfort is just a heavier blanket or quilt, whatever. You know, it's just another heavy... It's heavier than the average quilt or blanket.
Mm-hmm. Now, say that you had a lot of company and you didn't have enough beds for them. You make down something...
A pallet.
Yeah, a pallet on the floor. You ever heard anybody call that a shakedown or a lodge? You know, what's the best kind of land to have on a farm? The kind that makes crops go? You said that land is really...
Rich. Call it rich soil.
Anything else? Maybe fertile?
Well, it's just fertile. Rich, though. Mm-hmm. Same thing.
The flat lowland along the stream there, is a special name?
Call that a swamp.
Swampland?
Swampland.
Did you ever call it like bottom land?
Bottom land, that's right.
Is there any difference between swamp and bottom land?
Same thing.
Same thing?
Yeah, one on one side of the creek, and
one on one side of one on the
other.
Yeah. Now, say you had some low-lying grassland. Has you got any kind of name for that? Or maybe a field that's good for nothing other than raising grass and over.
They'd call it grassland, but...
Yeah. Anybody ever use the term meta around here?
Well, we have a weed-shaped thing we call it a meadow grass.
Oh, everybody ever use the term prairie around here?
Oh yeah, we have prairie, Black Mound, Montgomery County. We don't have any in Butler.
What kind of dirt is that?
It's a dark, stiff soil.
Is it good soil?
Good soil, yeah. Some of it is.
What are some other kinds of good soil?
Well, we just have what's called top soil.
Mm-hmm.
And
what kind of, say, part sand, maybe part clay? What
yeah,
would you call that?
Well, there's some folk call it a sand.
Mm-hmm. Anybody call it loam? Mm-hmm. Ever heard the term loam? Let's see. You mentioned the term swamp.